Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, live from Kitchen Notes here at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Got a huge weekend of action with the Titans on the field. Preds back on the ice against Boston, of course. We've talked about that a lot today as well. But a big one coming up in the world of college hoops as the state of Tennessee just continues to take center stage in a basketball way. Casey Alexander joining us here, head coach of your Belmont Bruins. They will play Alabama coming up in Huntsville very, very soon here. And again, that one at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow in Huntsville against Alabama. You guys now four straight, coach. How does the win streak feel?
It feels better. Practices have gone better. That usually makes games go better. So hopefully we can keep that going.
Now, Coach, during this win streak, what has been the one thing that has contributed to this? Because basketball, college basketball, basketball in general, is such a long season, and you have these pockets where, you know, you play extremely well, and whether it be on the defensive end or the offensive end, or just putting together a you know, all-around game. What has been the one thing that you can point to, other than scoring points, obviously, that has contributed to you guys going on this streak?
Yeah, honestly, the one thing that I would point to would be practice. We've had some time here over the last couple of weeks where games have been stretched out. We've been better prepared. We've been better rested. We've had a better plan. And so we've gone into games a little bit more ready. And so that sounds maybe a little bit too simple, but it's really carried over in every part of our game. We've kind of settled in. Roles are a little bit more defined. We're at that stage of the season now where, you know, kind of everything's in place, and so things are starting to feel a little bit better.
Belmont playing Alabama, a chance to play an SEC team on the SEC Network tomorrow, 2:30 Central Time, again at the Von Braun Center there in Huntsville, Alabama, and an opportunity for you guys to showcase your brand on the national stage. I mean, not only you might be the better team, coach, but it's also an opportunity with a national audience that maybe you guys don't normally get.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I mean, we've had our fair share of Power 5 wins over the years, but you still look at it on paper, and they're Alabama, and we're not. And so you know, so most people who are just casually watching the game are going to assume that they're the better team. And they are, as far as talent and size and speed and athleticism and things like that. But, you know, but we've got a good team, and we'll go in there expecting to win, knowing that it'll be really difficult and take a great effort to do so. But the chance is there in front of us.
The approach is no different from any other basketball team you guys will play, either have played or will play in the future, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. No, you do the exact same things and prepare the exact same way. And like I said, I mean, we've beat Boston College earlier this year. That's an ACC road win. I think we've got, you know, 10 or 12 Power 5 wins over the last 10 years. You know, probably close to 500 in that department with practically every one of those games being on the road. So we'll go into it with confidence knowing we can win the game prepare the same way.
Coach, obviously James Wiseman leaving Memphis has been a huge story in college basketball yesterday and today. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on how you see the impact of his decision maybe playing a role in either shaping rules or how we view things. Or, you know, what does this do, in your opinion, him, a profile player of his caliber, leaving to go to the NBA after three games? What does it do to how we view the one-and-done rule?
It probably does nothing, to be honest. You know, I mean, it's certainly worth talking about. You know, there are a lot of different sides that you can take. You know, I think what gets lost in the shuffle is that, you know, the NCAA gets a bad rap for the one-and-done rule and paying
right.
players and everything else. And it has, you know, this is all an NBA decision. The NBA is the one that says you can't go to college until, you know, you're a certain age or you can't go pro until you're a certain age or you've been in college for 1 year. And so the NCAA is just carrying out the rules that they've always had. But, you know, under the thumbprint of the NBA with guys like Wiseman in this case, you know, it's for him, you know, he's going to be a pro. He's going to make millions of dollars. And so you can justify his decision without a doubt. It's a shame for those guys at Memphis and those coaches at Memphis that, you know, they're not going to have what they thought they were going to have. It's not good for college basketball that you've got, you know, a standout player that's not going to be playing and, you know, can bring the kind of attention that he can bring. But it is what it is, I guess.
Now, Coach, when you schedule teams like Boston College, I know you had no sort of part in this. These were games that have been scheduled, you know, for a minute now. When you schedule Boston College and Alabama, are these games at the end of the season? Is it more? It might be a crazy question, but is it more important that you win them? Because I know you want to win them when heading into, you know, potential getting into the field of 64, 65, whatever it is now. Is it more important? I know it's more important to win them, but how you win them or how you lose them, how much is that a factor too? Because you can lose against a top 25 team, but play them very close too.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if you and I are sitting around the coffee table talking about it, that would be important to us. But the committee doesn't care about how close we were to winning or, you know, if we got blown out or that sort of thing. They've got so much data in front of them by the end of the year that all they're looking at is a record and whether you won the game or not. You know, we would play these games no matter what because they're good for our players and, you know, and we need to be on this stage. You know, but at the same time, you know, they're always a revenue generating game for us, and so that's part of the reason why we play them as well. And then when you win them, that's just kind of cream on top.
Exactly.
Casey Alexander joining us here. Belmont will play Alabama in Huntsville tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. on the SEC Network. Of course, the following weekend, Coach, you'll go to Western Kentucky, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, as a coach, they've got a player in Kenny Cooper that played for Lipscomb for 3 years. He transferred. He just figures out from the NCAA, like within the last few days, half of the season's almost gone, and you're just now finding out whether or not he's eligible to play or not for Western Kentucky. You know, first of all, what is your conversation and your role as a coach with players who at the end of the season may have thoughts on moving and changing? It's obviously a huge thing that's going on in college basketball right now. What role do you play? And then how do we fix the NCAA's consistency on this issue?
All right, I'll go with the latter question first. And I mean, the only way to fix the issue is to make it an all or nothing decision. I mean, either everybody gets a transfer waiver and you can go one time or every year if you want to, just make it total free agency. You know, that's one approach, and there are a lot of arguments for that. And then the other one is, you know, nobody gets a waiver. You know, you have the right to transfer just like every other student. You can go wherever you want to go. But the NCAA says in men's basketball, if you transfer, you're going to sit out a year. And so that would eliminate all the guessing and, you know, why did this guy get it and why did that guy not get it? You know, as far as my role or the head coach's role, I mean, everybody's going to have, you know, sit down meetings with players at the end of the year to talk about how the season went and what that player wants and, you know, what we're going to do moving forward. And, you know, I mean, you love your players. You want what's best for them. So that never changes.
Now, Coach, you play Saturday, but then you don't play again until next Saturday. The holiday is coming up. How do you handle that holiday, sort of the holiday week with your players, knowing that you can't completely shut it down because you do have a game coming up against Western Kentucky?
Yeah, well, we'll let our guys go home following the game, so they will get 3 or 4 days off, which is really the first time since August, you know, that they've had any kind of significant break. We had exams a week or so ago, and they got a couple of days off there. But you know, from having been there, that's hardly a break when you got 5 exams to study for. So, you know, so we'll give them the break. We'll come back on the 26th, practice the 26th, 27th, have a shoot around on the 28th, and go play Western.
Coach Belmont, Casey Alexander, we do appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Best of luck tomorrow.
Good to talk to you guys.
Yep. Absolutely there, and it just fascinating. Did you see that Kenny Cooper played at Lipscomb the last 3 years?
Uh-huh.
They didn't announce his waiver, whether he was eligible or not, until like 3 or 4 days ago, 5 days ago. It's just like, what are we doing with these waivers?
What James, takes so long? Is it because a bunch of people are in the waiver?
Well, it's, you know, it's also the NCAA is a very, you know, slow moving process. I think people think it's this massive giant organization. Uh-huh. It's really not. It's a small office up in Indiana, and it's a small collection of people, so they hire investigators and compliance people and all these stuff that kind of like are part-timers, and they handle each case individually. So just the whole process is just very, very slow and methodical. And he's right, the only way you fix it is probably to go one way or the other and swing for the fence one way or the other. I just don't know how many coaches would vote. I'd love to know if we can get all 350 coaches on record as saying yes, they should all sit out a year, or no, they should all be able to transfer. Maybe one time in your 4-year career. Football coaches would be consulted on this as well, baseball coaches. So it's fascinating. As James Wiseman, if you missed the news, from Memphis, has removed himself from school. He's not enrolled at Memphis anymore. He is eligible right now to make millions of dollars with a shoe contract and sign with an agent if he wants to. So the only 4 minutes that he didn't make money off his – or the only 4 months that James Wiseman did not make money his entire life on playing basketball and his skills and talents given to him by God is the 4 months he was enrolled in Memphis. And, of course, he was suspended for a big chunk of that. So we'll see what happens down the stretch. Titans, Preds, big stuff coming this weekend. We'll get you set for the playoff picture in the NFL and what you, the Titans need to do to win a game. And what kind of help do they need around the league to get into the postseason? We'll do all of that when we return right here on Morning Drive. ESPN, 102.5 The Game. We'll get to the NFL playoff picture coming up in just a second. Make sure you tune in to 102.5 The Game on Monday, December 30th for the 2019 Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl at Nissan Stadium. Listen in as Louisville takes on Mississippi State. Coverage of the game is sponsored by Hi-Fi Buys, Houston Clinic Orthopedics, and Holly Garenzen, your local GEICO agent. Tickets are available to purchase on Ticketmaster.com. Derek, we've got to get to the NFL playoff picture in just a second. I do have a trivia question here to give away a couple of tickets to the Preds game against the Arizona Coyotes coming up over the Tuesday, December 23rd. And I'm going to give that trivia question away here in just a second. On the text line, you got to text in 615-737-1025, but you are distracted right now.
Yeah, I'm distracted. There's a huge argument going on outside between two people.
It's a couple.
Yeah, it's a. Are they a couple?
Maybe not after the argument.
Yeah.
There's a
man
and a wife. We're at Kitchen Notes. So if you're downtown and you're driving on Korean Veterans Boulevard,
exactly. You'll see them.
And I think Fifth Avenue. Yeah. There is a man and a woman who are probably in their, I don't know, middle-aged, and they're having quite a discussion about 15 feet from us. Yeah. Remember we were talking about how do you end a Christmas party?
Yeah.
Just getting a fake fight with your spouse, it becomes real awkward.
Here it is. Right
I
here.
Don't mind it when there's a whole wall of glass between us.
Yes. This is interesting. I wonder what's being said.
But there's a lot of finger pointing.
Yeah, gosh. I saw you.
Voices have been
raised. To me. Victoria says she saw you.
At the bar?
At the bar. No, that wasn't me at the bar.
She was drinking kamikazes all day.
Don't lie to me.
She doesn't know
don't lie to
she
me,
saw
Victor.
Last night.
Don't lie to me, Victor. It was you. Yes, it was you.
We got back to the hotel last night, and you decided you needed to go out again. And so you left, and you went out.
You're lying.
And so I decided to come find you. And I saw you on the third floor of Honky Tonk Central talking to that bartender.
It wasn't me. Well, Victoria, she said she saw you.
All my friends saw that you saw you on the mechanical bull.
You and that girl. She ain't even all that, but that girl that you were talking with.
There's some hand gestures there. If you could see the hand gestures, Derek was mimicking the hand gestures.
Please, don't lie to me.
People.
Just please don't lie to me.
People are so fascinating. Just
Edward,
in
please don't lie to me. This is the third time.
All right, text line contest to win a pair of tickets to the Arizona Coyotes and Nashville Predators coming up on Tuesday, December 23rd. You got to text in, the first person to text in the answer to this question. Who led the team in assists in 2012, the year that ended in 2012? And there's a tie there. Everybody will get it if you're a Preds fan. Who led the team in assists in 2012? Of course, text the answer, and you'll get two tickets to the Preds and the Coyotes after they lose last night, of course, 5-4. Against Ottawa in overtime. They scrap and claw and fight back to gain a point. They did make it count because they got it into overtime after being down 4-1 in the second period. So they did make all that work count. They do pick up a point. Shouldn't be down 4-1 much at all. That's just not the place you want to be. They played a terrible second period, however. So, again, some good and some bad last night with the Preds. Overall, 7-3-3 since the losing streak, still pointed in the right direction. Let's see what you do against Boston on Saturday, and then you got Arizona, then you got the holiday, and then back-to-backs with Pittsburgh before the Winter Classic, of course, which ESPN 102.5 The Game is bringing you the road to Dallas, Nashville's best coverage of the Winter Classic. Keep up with all you need to know about the Preds and the Stars in Dallas on New Year's Day. Special programming and live coverage from Dallas all month long. Hit up thegamenashville.com for full programming information. The road to Dallas is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank, Firestone, and Sudden Service Convenience Store. So a very difficult stretch coming up for the Preds. Titans, Saints. Final thoughts here before we head into the Daily Rewind in a few minutes. We've got a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa gift card to give away as well. So still have lots to do today on the show. But Titans and Saints, how much of a factor is the defensive line injuries for the Saints? How much of a factor are the injuries for the Titans in the secondary? How much of a factor is the special teams? A lot of things at play this weekend for the Saints, Derek.
Yeah, it is. You have injuries at a position where one team is strong at. Well, injuries at a position where, yeah, one team is strong at, meaning the New Orleans Saints, because the Tennessee Titans are a really good run team, a prolific run team with Derrick Henry. And, you know, whenever Deion Lewis gets his opportunity, but it's more so Derrick Henry. Your injuries on that defensive line is critical. If you're going to play a team like Tennessee, the Titans, then you need not have any, you know, injuries or whatnot along the defensive line and the linebackers. Well, the Saints have that. And your weakness is another team's strength. Your weakness is your defensive line and linebacker because of injuries. Well, the Titans' strength is their offensive line and their run game. And the offensive line has been playing extremely well the last five, six games. So it's going to be a deciding factor, I believe. But then on the flip side, what New Orleans does just as good or better than anybody in the NFL right now, the Titans are struggling to stop that, meaning the Saints are throwing the ball as good or better than just about a lot of teams in the league. The Tennessee Titans are struggling because of injury. They lost Malcolm Butler. Adoree Jackson has missed some games, even though we believe he will play this upcoming game. They got some guys with not a lot of experience that is in that secondary. So they're going to have to figure out a way to mix up some things to try to confuse Drew Brees, which is going to be hard to do. But try to not just Drew Brees, but try to confuse the receivers, showing them one thing and then playing another thing, and then they run the route. They run a man route, and now it's zone. So that you can confuse the receivers too. It's not just all about the quarterback. Now the whole play is thrown off. So because the Titans have their difficulties in the secondary because of injuries, they're going to have to figure out some things to do to try to throw off these receivers, throw the timing off, you know, confuse them. Because I don't think there's anything you can do to confuse Drew Brees other than, you know, making it very difficult for him to see down the field, which means get pressure up the middle.
Yep.
Push the center and the guards into Drew Brees and make it very difficult for him to pass the ball.
Yeah, this is going to take a complete effort. We talked about Oklahoma needing to play a perfect game to beat LSU in the playoff. You just need to play a near-perfect football game, which we've seen the Titans do against high-level competition, especially when they come off of a bad performance. They tend to play much better the next week. NFL teams tend, when they are dominant one week, don't tend to come back and dominate the next week. The Saints played as perfect a football game as they could have played last week against the Colts. Mm-hmm. I don't expect them to be as perfect. Drew Brees completed his final 22 passes in that game. So if he completes the first four in this game against the Titans on Sunday, he actually sets the NFL record for consecutive completions at 26, breaking the record of
one Ryan Tannehill
and
Marcus Mariota.
That's right.
There's some other quarterbacks in
Nick
there.
Nick Foles, Philip Rivers, and that's right. Both of your Tennessee Titans quarterbacks have the NFL record for consecutive completions. Unbelievable. And by the way, I thought the game was on Monday night against the Coyotes. I'm fairly positive because I don't think Christmas Eve is the night that we play hockey games. So this piece of paper here, as I said Monday night and then corrected myself because it says Tuesday on this piece of paper, I'm blaming the piece of paper.
Yeah.
It says Tuesday here, the 23rd, and I'm fairly positive that Monday is the 23rd.
Because the 24th is Tuesday.
I don't trust
Christmas.
These pieces of paper anymore.
Come on, stop being Ron Burgundy.
I know. I should have trusted myself. I said Monday night and then corrected myself. I said Tuesday night.
And now you're correcting.
Now I'm upset that I corrected
yourself.
Myself. Yeah. I'm upset about it. How about we just get someone who writes the papers correctly? How about that? Can we do that?
You can't triple stamp a double stamp or double stamp a triple stamp.
I'll triple stamp whatever the hell I want to stamp. Derek Mason, Braden Gall here on Morning Drive. We've got a $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa to give away. We also have, of course, what does the rest of the wild card picture look like? Who else do the Titans need? Who do they need help from this weekend? Because they can still go 2-0, 10-6, and still miss the playoffs. They need some help. Who else has to lose or win this weekend for the Titans to get some help? We'll get to all of that when we return right here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. full of biscuits and omelets and pancakes and all the delicious things that Kitchen Notes has to offer. Come on down and grab yourself a biscuit sometime.
No doubt. No diggity.
There you go. $100 gift card for Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. Got a couple more minutes here to chime in if you want to. Why does your significant other deserve a $100 gift card and to get pampered, to treat yourself, as they say on Parks and Rec? At 1025 underscore MD, make sure you tweet us. We've got a couple more minutes. We'll give that away here in about 10 or 15 minutes or so. However, Derek, we've got – listen – you know, we just talked Belmont, Alabama basketball. You got the Vols. You got bowl games starting up this weekend. You got a lot of good stuff. Preds back on the ice against Boston on Saturday night. Pregame at 5, puck drop at 6. A very difficult test after 3 games and 4 nights to have to play one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NHL, is going to be a hard, difficult ask and uphill battle. You never know in hockey, though. It's a long season. The NFL takes center stage for the Titans this weekend against the Saints. But there are other things that need to happen. And you've made plenty of very reasonable and rational and logical cases about how we need XYZ to happen, probably the Patriots to win, so that the Ravens don't rest people in the final week against the Steelers because that helps the Titans. You know, the Texans, should they beat the Buccaneers, would clinch the division, and that maybe means they rest players in Week 17, which might help the Titans. You know what I want to see the Titans do? Go out and win 2 games, and then all you need is 1 loss to happen, and that either means the Texans lose to the Buccaneers or the Steelers lose to the Jets or the Ravens. So there are 3 games the Titans need 1 loss from, and then you go out and you win 2 games and you're in.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ideal situation right there, is that you win both of your games and then whatever happens after that, at least you can say we won the last 2 out of the 3 games, because no one expected you to split. I mean, no one expected you to win both games versus the Houston Texans. More than not, it was a split. But people figured you would get the one at home, and the Texans would then beat you at the end of the season. But if you go out and win the next 2 games, you end up 10-6. Then obviously you have to hope for some losses. But if you don't go out and win both games, at least win the Houston game at the end, because you still put yourself in a position to make the playoffs. Now, you do hope that this race between the 2 top teams in AFC continues into week 17, the last week of the season. Because if New England wins and Baltimore loses, then Baltimore has to win the last game in order to get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. If New England loses and Baltimore wins, then they're going to sit their players, and then the likelihood of Pittsburgh, who I believe is going to beat the Jets this week, the likelihood of Pittsburgh winning that game at the end goes up tremendously. So, you know, best case scenario, you win both of your games. That would be first and foremost. But if it doesn't happen, if you split, make sure the Houston game's the one you win.
Right.
And then
right.
you hope that New England wins, Baltimore loses this week somehow, some way. And then that last game would be a game they would have to play their starters.
So the Saints played on Monday night, so they have 1 less day of rest. Is that something that is wildly overblown? I mean, is it something that could factor in? The Titans get 1 extra day of rest. The Saints do not. The Texans have to play on Saturday after playing on Sunday, but so do the Bucks. So they have the same amount of rest, so it doesn't hurt the Texans any more than it hurts Tampa Bay. But the Saints and Titans do have a different amount of rest, and it is – a week where the Titans are dealing with injuries, is there a chance that that extra day? I mean, you got your shoulder in a sling right now, like because of 15 years in the NFL. How does that 1 day help Derrick Henry's hamstring or Adoree Jackson's foot that much more than maybe an injury the Saints can't fix? Is that an actual? Because that game was so late on Monday night, and you played a day and a half earlier.
You know what? I don't think it means much. You know, having that extra day, if you got a bunch of guys beat up, then yes. But I don't think Houston has a bunch of guys that are beat up. Will Fuller played last week and he looked really good. So you don't think, you know, there's any, you know, there'll be any setbacks with him. But this, for all intents and purposes, this seemed like a very healthy team, the Houston Texans. So having, you know, a day taken away because you play Sunday, now you play Saturday, I don't think it's a big deal. They're playing a team that is without their best wide receiver, I believe.
Best two receivers.
Yeah, best two receivers.
Evans and Godwin
are
both out.
Yeah, both of them are out. James, yeah. We understand.
He's still slinging it, though.
He's slinging it, but, you know, he's going to throw you the ball, too. So you just hope. You hope Houston loses this game because this is a huge – here's the silver lining for the Tennessee Titans and their fans is that the Houston Texans are one of the most inconsistent good teams in the National Football League. They can look as if 1 week or 2 weeks that they can beat anybody in the NFL. And Deshaun Watson just looks like the greatest quarterback in the world. And then they can come back and play like they did against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
There's no enthusiasm, lackadaisical. It's just their play is just not what you would think of a team with that caliber of talent. So that's the silver lining. You don't know which Houston team you're going to get when you play against Tampa. Now, we know what we're going to get from the Titans, what we've seen the last 7 weeks. They're a consistent football team. Now, they may start slow, but they have been consistently able to put up points. And they consistently play well on the offensive side of the ball. So going into this game, you figure they're going to continue that trend. They are not like the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans they look like world beaters 1 week, and then the next week they look like they can't even beat the Cincinnati Bengals or the Miami Dolphins. You know, so that's the kind of silver lining. Yeah, that's the silver lining in this, that you don't know which Houston team you're going to get.
Titans and Saints on Sunday at noon, Nissan Stadium. The NFL's all-time leading touchdown passer in Drew Brees with 541 touchdowns. Just think about
that,
which is insane. We'll be in the building. He also has a chance, as we mentioned, to break the NFL's consecutive completion record. He's got 22 in a row. If he completes his first four, he'll break that record. Michael Thomas has 133 catches with two games to go. So if he
gets the record, 144?
143 with Marvin Harrison. So if he gets 11, which is totally within the realm of possibility, if he gets 11 on Sunday, especially against a banged-up Titan secondary, he will become the single-season all-time NFL receptions leader. We are talking about a historic day.
And then it'll get broke in another 2 years.
Right. Dude, 143 catches is insane. You played the position.
Yeah. But
143 is insane.
But the way this league, we thought it would never be broken when Marvin Harrison did it.
Yeah.
But the way this league is, I mean, guys are being targeted over 200 times a season. Antonio Brown, I'm surprised he hadn't broken it yet. You know, obviously he's not playing, but when he was playing.
That would require you to be in the league.
When he was playing, because these guys are targeted over 200 times. You know, you look at Michael Thomas. He's the only guy Drew Brees targets.
Yeah, Jared Cook is obviously a weapon. Alvin Kamara is targeted, but as receivers go, Michael Thomas is targeted 3-1, 4-1 over every other receiver on the team. Ted Ginn does have some speed. How do they match up with him? Are they going to put Logan Ryan on him? That hurt them last week against Kenny Stills. Mm-hmm. And Deshaun Watson made great throws to him in man coverage in the right spot in the red zone. Adoree Jackson's health, I hate to put it all on one guy because I don't think that's fair.
It's critical.
But Greg Joseph, the new kicker, and Adoree Jackson, you could argue, are the two most important players. Even 85%, 80% Derrick Henry, I think, can still be productive and create space for the play-action pass, and I think Tannehill can score some points against the Saints defense. And a front line for the Saints that's missing two first-round draft picks in Sheldon Rankins and Marcus Davenport recently have gone out with injury. So I think there is space for this Titans offense to keep doing what they've been doing for the last 2 months. My question is can you do to DeAndre Hopkins through three quarters to Michael Thomas for four quarters? Because you did it to DeAndre for three, and then he killed you in the final frame. Can you do that to Michael Thomas, who doesn't have the same over-the-top ability?
Well, I don't – the only reason I say they can't is because the guy calling the plays. Bill O'Brien's horrible, and I'm going to continue to believe that. This team underachieves every year, I believe, based on their talent. The Houston Texans.
I think you're saying part of the reason Hopkins was unsuccessful through three quarters was you put some of that on Bill O'Brien.
Exactly.
Say,
absolutely.
Gotcha.
Okay. And whereas Sean Payton, he creates mismatches. He creates – if he wants to get Michael Thomas the ball, he's going to get him the ball. And there's nothing you can do about it unless you just take all 11 guys – well, you know, the guys in the secondary, six of them, and four of them, and guard, you know, Michael Thomas. That's the only way he's not getting the ball. But short of that, he's going to find a way to get him the ball. Whereas Bill O'Brien, his play calling is just – It's bad.
So you think Deshaun Watson and Nuke Hopkins do all that they do in spite of?
Yes, in spite of Bill O'Brien.
Four division. They win on Saturday. They win tomorrow. That's four division titles
in
6 years.
Achieve.
What does that say about all the other coaches?
I think it's
or franchise.
It's you dealt with Andrew Luck. He's injured. He didn't have the talent around him when he was playing. You dealt with a Tennessee Titan team that was just in flux.
That's true.
You know.
There hasn't been a lot of great quarterbacks.
Was horrible. Yeah, yeah. So because they were, from a talent standpoint, better than everybody else, he wins. But now that the talent is starting to creep up, you see.
Yeah. He's the inconsistency.
Exactly. Yeah. They're going to be held back, not because of the talent, but because of the head coach.
Well, and what's interesting about the division is he won divisions with, you know, T.J. Yates and Tom Savage as quarterbacks, which is like, you're going, what? And it's because their defense was great.
Exactly.
Well, now their defense is a shell of itself. No J.J. Watt. The secondary is old, and now you've got Clowney up in Seattle. So you just look around the division, and the division, to your point, has gotten significantly more talented. Jacksonville on defense, the Titans roster overall has gotten more talented. You know, the Colts roster overall, despite losing Luck, is more talented. So it's a tougher division, there's no question. To your point, I think the Saints' consistency, Drew Brees has been doing this for two decades. You know he's going to deliver something. I'm curious what they do, and I know this is a bizarre thing to talk about, but I'm curious who gets the ball first, honestly, because the Titans are not built to play from behind. And if you can't get a stop with the Saints getting the ball first, I normally love getting the ball in the second half. I'm a defer guy all the way. But if you let the Saints go down the field and score right away and go down 7-0, it might change the way you execute the game, and I don't want to see that happen. I want to see them stay with what they do best, the Titans.
I think because of the opponent, I tend to believe that if the Titans have a choice when they win the toss, I think they will choose to receive the ball to try to set the tone with the running game.
Yeah.
Because I think if you throw that banged up defense out there against that offense, I think there's a 85 to 90% chance that New Orleans go down the field methodically and score and put points on the board right away.
I just there was no resistance against Deshaun Watson.
No.
When you needed
that first drive until he threw the interception.
Right. Like, I think they punted twice. Like, there was not a point in the game last week where I thought they're going to bow up and get a stop like they were 3-4 weeks earlier, right, where they were getting those stops on 4th-and-1. And, you know, even against the Chargers and Bucks and Chiefs and all these other teams, they put up yards.
Exactly.
They put up yards. And while they did an admirable job against Watson in creating two turnovers, two of them in the end zone, you can't live like that. You can't expect to intercept Drew Brees in the end zone twice to stop them from scoring.
Yeah.
You can't expect that to be the way to live. And so every single thing has to fall in place. I think they can win the game. I really think the Titans can play really well on Sunday. I'm picking the Saints. I don't make predictions, but I'm going to do it now and pick the Saints and hope that my pick is somehow karmically going to change the Titans' chances.
Oh, man. I am picking – again, they're going to do the Titan thing. They're going to win. They're going to win this game. Or it's going to come down to the guy they just acquired to kick field goals.
Old Greg Joseph.
Yeah, and then it's up in the air. But I do believe
– literally.
The Titans, yeah, up in the air. But I do believe the Titans win this game. I think it's a shootout. I think Titans do it one way, meaning running the ball with Derrick Henry. And I think New Orleans does it another way with throwing the ball with Drew Brees.
If you can bend but not break like you did against Kansas City, I think you can score enough points to beat them.
Yeah.
But you got to hold them to threes and not sixes.
Yeah.
When they get into the red zone. Because you can't stop them from getting into the red zone.
Nah.
Not with the banged up secondary.
But like TD said, they're able to score outside the red zone too, so that's the problem.
That is true. All right, the big finish, and we'll give away a $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa, the final one of this 2 weeks here on Morning Drive. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, this is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
We've had a big show. And now it's time for a big finish on Morning Drive.
All right, boys, let's give away a $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. We've been doing this for the 12 days of Christmas, of course, last week and this week, and you guys have been great participating all 2 weeks long, and obviously we're just thankful for a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa to do this sort of promotion for our listening audience, because we know a lot of you guys out there need a little time and a little break, and it's the holiday season. It's stressful for everybody, and obviously many, many deserving candidates. But our winner today, Craig Woolley, has won. My wife has taken in our niece and nephew and raised them for the last 6 years. They were in a bad environment. She's made sure to get them the help they need and takes care of their daughters as well. She's got the kindest heart I know. That's called family right there.
Absolutely. Family.
So, congratulations, Craig. Make sure that wife the wife gets the Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. Derek's got something for you guys, too.
Absolutely. Well. Absolutely. Once again, the four-pack tickets to Monster Jam. And it's not a concert. It's Triple Threat Series at Bridgestone Arena.
Grave Digger.
Grave Digger. Blue Thunder. El Toro Loco and more. And be the eighth caller. That's 102.5. Say 1 6 1 5. 2 + 5. 102.5 the game.
Oh, I see what you did. So, okay.
Be the eighth
That's
caller.
Very complicated.
Absolutely.
615-737-1025. My wife and I have gone to that before. It is
I've been
fantastic.
To one of them.
Oh, it's
a
so much fun.
Long time ago.
It's so much fun. If you like loud noises and big trucks, it's fun. It's very fun. Yeah. All right, let's rewind it back. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Come on down, get yourself some biscuits. We'll find out what the biscuits are. Always my favorite part of the day when we're at Kitchen Notes is when we figure out what. So you get your standard buttermilk, right? Uh-huh. They never change that one.
Nope.
Then they always have like a sweet one, and then they have a savory one. And you never know what it's going to be. It literally could be anything. So we'll find out in just a few minutes. I'm very excited about the biscuits. Did not end with 2 points, Derek, but it ended with 1 point. We have a huge weekend of football to get to as the Texans could clinch the division, the Titans could keep their playoff hopes alive, the NFC East is on the line. We got a whole lot of stuff to talk about when it comes to football. We got drama in college basketball in the state. Josh Ward from WNML joining us here.
Vols finishing on a strong note in the season helped them finish on a strong note in recruiting. If Tennessee goes 5-7 instead of 7-5, is Morvin Joseph choosing Tennessee over Florida State and Florida? I don't feel confident that he is, and we can probably say that about a few other guys. So I think Tennessee did a good job to hit needs at different positions on both sides of the football. They found versatility with guys that can move around and play different positions, and they hit a bunch of in-state players. And then I think it's about hitting needs. Can you get a little more speed? Can you find another playmaker on either side of the ball in this class with 4 or 5 spots remaining? I think that's the focus to close things out.
Ron Davenport joining us here from ESPN.
They do so well with that passing game as far as Breeze picking people apart. I'm not so sure it works against the team, you know. And the other thing is they could score from outside of the red zone, too. You know, this is a team that's scoring a lot of points, you know, through deep passes to Thomas, to Jarrett Cook. You know, they're finding ways. So I think this is a bad week for the Titans defense. I think that's really what it boils down to. And unfortunately, I don't see them winning this game. And I don't, you know, look at the secondary with all the things that they have missing, I don't see how they stop Drew Brees in that offense.
James Wiseman said, you going to suspend me? You going to suspend me in NCAA?
My man.
All right. I'm leaving. I'm going to have y'all in Pelican Bay.
No, I was going to say, was that Denzel from Training Day or Denzel from American Gangster?
That's Denzel from Training Day. You going to suspend me?
Terrence Arthur Chris Crispy joining us here.
I keep saying it's great to have talent, great to have skill, but it's got to work too. This talent and skill guys also have to work. They also have to pull their end of the rope and make sure we're all pulling on the same rope direction going forward. And I keep pointing back to all the teams that we've met, all the teams we're chasing right now in the playoffs, and most of the teams in our division take their top units. They're the cannons. They're the guns that night in and night out are firing. They're coming at you. They're making it all happen. And I think a lot of nights our support cast are the ones now that are pulling on that rope to get it happen. And that's good. And that's what you're looking for. But you still, when you're in the position we're in right now where we can't afford to pick any points. I mean, let's be honest about this. Still got a lot of hockey to play.
Casey Alexander joining us here.
You know, I mean, we've had our fair share of Power 5 wins over the years, but you still look at it on paper, and they're Alabama, and we're not. And so, you know, so most people who are just casually watching the game are going to assume that they're the better team. And they are, as far as talent and size and speed and athleticism and things like that. But, you know, we've got a good team, and we'll go in there expecting to win, knowing that it'll be really difficult and take a great effort to do so. But the chance is there in front of us.
you are distracted right now.
Yeah, I'm distracted. There's a huge argument going on outside between two people.
It's a couple.
Yeah, it's a. Are they a couple?
We don't. Maybe not after the argument.
Yeah.
There is a man and a woman who are probably in their, I don't know, middle aged, and they're having quite a discussion about 15 feet from us. Remember we were talking about how do you end a Christmas party?
Yeah.
Just getting a fight, fake fight with your spouse, it becomes real awkward.
Here it is. Right?
I don't mind it when there's a whole wall of glass between us.
Yes. This is interesting. I wonder what's being said.
But there's a lot of finger pointing.
Yeah. Gosh. I saw you.
Voices have been raised.
To me, Victoria says she saw you.
At the bar?
At the bar. No, that wasn't me at the bar.
She was drinking kamikazes all day.
Don't lie to me.
She doesn't know
don't lie to me,
she saw last night.
Don't lie to me, Victor. It was you. Yes, it was you.
We got back to the hotel last night, and you decided you needed to go out again. And so you left, and you went out.
You're lying.
And so
you're
I decided to come find you. And I saw you on the third floor of Honky Tonk Central talking to that bartender.
It wasn't me. Well, Victoria, she said she saw you.
All my friends saw that you saw you on the mechanical bull.
You and that girl. She ain't even all that, but that girl that you were talking with.
There's some hand gestures there.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
I feel like you sing from the
in
throat.
Nashville that loves me.
You want to get to the net, but your best bet is to go straight and don't be late. When you get there, you see. Now you know what it seems. Yeah, yeah.
Terry Crisp, everybody.
Hey, Crispy.
MC Crispy.
MC Crispy, as you can see on the ones and the twos.
That is exceptional stuff. Terry Crisp.
Crispy needs his own track.
Crispy needs...
He needs a Christmas... Yeah. He needs a Christmas CD.
He needs an entire...
Or album.
Yeah, he needs, he needs like a special. Like a hip-hop special where he just talks hockey and hip-hop music. And we just let him, you know... It's like one of those variety shows where he gets up and he sings a little bit, and he goes over to the board and designs a breakout play, and then
he raps about how he designed the breakout play and a power play.
Oh man,
that's Crispy for you.
What an awesome segment there from Crispy. If you missed anything, make sure you always check out, of course, the on-demand audio, Apple and Spotify. Search Morning Drive in Apple or Spotify or log on to thegamenashville.com to find our daily audio rate, review, and subscribe. I got the Saints close. I like the Bucks to beat the Texans tomorrow. I think that keeps the division up in play for Sunday for 2 weeks from now when they have a chance to win the division. So I like the Bucks to win. I think the Steelers beat the Jets, unfortunately. And that means that they'll rely on the Ravens then to beat them. So that's where I'm going with this weekend. Mm-hmm. Where do you see it?
I got the Tennessee Titans winning in a shootout. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers winning this weekend. Obviously, I got Baltimore winning this weekend as well. Houston will beat Tampa. I just don't think Tampa has enough with both of their receivers
which would
down.
Clinch the division for the Texans.
Exactly.
And maybe... Maybe that means they rest their players against the Titans
Absolutely.
In Week 17. For Derek Mason, my name is Braden Gall. Marquise Munson producing back in the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. of Mount Juliet and powered by RumbleOn.com. Thank you for listening, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. We are back Monday, Derek, you and I and Marquise, to break it all down. So have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bailey, DJ Nashville, stay warm, and I love ya.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.